rather than take a chance on someone putting something up huge next to me that I can't see over, see the lake, I thought I might just buy all three of them. But that's kind of where I'm at, and I will look forward to seeing you folks on the 10th if there are no questions.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, you can have.
Here's what. See right here, this is where the restrictive covenants are recorded. Mm-hmm. And I would get a copy of those and read, you know, to make sure that. But if they need to be changed and your owner owns 11 lots, well, then he's majority owner and he can amend those.
Okay. There's the lot I'm looking at right there. Yeah. And that one's the night of the rental and that one's not. So.
But anyway, I would, before you do anything, because these run with your lots.
And then do permits have to adhere to the covenants when they're issued?
Usually, yeah.
Well, okay.
It's not mandatory.
Not mandatory. But we do try to pay attention to them.
Okay. Right. Anyway, that's where they're recorded up in the court's office.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you.
We don't enforce.
Thank you, gentlemen. Mm-hmm.
The next one's 180 Legends Circle, nightly rental, 17-9. Do we have an applicant here on that one?
Guess not.
I would entertain a motion to postpone it.
Motion to table it, proceed.
Table it.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. It's tabled.
Oh, yeah. Would that be to the next concept meeting?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Not our next meeting, but next concept.
Correct. Yeah.
We'll get the applicant the information. Second meeting in April.
The next project is Essential Therapeutic Massage, 17-10. Here we go.
Kind of an out view. Here's 65 Highway to get your bearings. Bee Creek area. Reinhardt Road goes left, but then you go right and get all the way to the end, right down to the lake. It turns into Beeler. That's kind of the direction we're at. Hidden Meadows subdivision in Branson, if anybody's familiar, is right here. Here's our subject's property. Give you the views, and then we'll let the applicant talk to you.
Yeah. Kind of explain overhead. To us what you have.
Yeah, right. Here's the view from the north.
When we get the views.
And then here's a view from the south. View from the east. And a view from the west. That one's pretty good to look at the area, if I'll just leave it on that one for you.
What if we tell us what you have proposed here?
Well, what we're trying to do is we purchased this house for Linda. Linda is a state licensed and board certified therapeutic massage. We had an office building in Hollister for years. It got destroyed in the floods. Many times. We were next to B&L Outdoor, the little brick building in Hollister on BB Highway. This house came open. We saw it as an opportunity because it has a detached apartment, and we'd like to make that Linda's new office.
Mm-hmm. Is there going to be any exterior changes to what you're doing?
No.
Any signage? Or?
No.
No. No signage at all?
Well,
are you like appointment only, or
yes?
Oh, okay,
that's exactly it. And okay, I've been 17 years a massage therapist, and apart from word of mouth, I really don't want to advertise where I'm at. So it'll be just my clients, and then the clients that they send to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in other words, in a normal time, how many appointments would you have, like per day or per week? Or
generally speaking, the most that I take on would be 6 hours a day you know, 4 hour-and-a-half appointment slots, or maybe, you know, 4 hours and an hour and a half at the very most.
Okay.
Always one at a time, max of 5 people a day.
And the double car garage there, that's where I would be parking. There's actually 3 garages, and the apartment is the building in the back where that little door is at.
Right
and
here.
It's, mm-hmm. It already has a room built in there. And I'd like to actually add, if there was a sign, I may like letter my door, yeah, if that needs a permit, you know, just so that people...
On your own property, you're allowed signage. There's limitations to it in the code. I mean, it can't be a huge billboard or anything, but you are allowed signage on your own property. Like if you wanted to put something out there by the road, a small sign for people that weren't used to it so they could find their way there or whatever.
A big arrow.
Okay.
Yeah. A flashing light.
Yeah. This is it.
Would a real estate sign... for sale, the signs that they stick in the ground,
that size,
appropriate,
yeah, yeah,
size.
I think that would be permitted without any problem. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a. Let's see, what is the specification?
Well, your on-site premise signs are not permitted if it's their own sign on their own site, and then we don't permit signs that are smaller than 4x8.
4x8.
On off-premise. We have on-premise, off-premise.
You are allowed a 4x8 on your own property.
Well, you're allowed whatever you want on your own property.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, on-premise one.
You own the house and you're going to rent the garage, sounds like.
Yes, I'm going to rent it from ourselves, basically.
Oh, that's going to be her business.
My business.
Yes. Okay, I didn't understand that. Mary Lee, okay.
So the only really
so there's
change.
Nothing.
Well,
yeah, just a change of use.
Change of use is what it is. Any other questions? Thank you. We'll see you
on the
second Monday at 6 o'clock.
Thank you.
The next one is Deer Crossing Nightly Rental, 1711.
So the good news is we actually already own the land, so we're not going to be doing this in the future like with the other two, so it'll be a lot easier. But we've recently purchased 19 lots. And I want to put some nightly rentals on it. I don't want to saturate the area. I want to keep the trees. So we're only going to be building 6 homes. 2 of them are going to be 5-bedroom, and the other 4 are going to either be 1-bedroom or 2-bedroom. We're still going back and forth on those. It's in a neighborhood that has already nightly rentals. There's not very many houses in that pocket anyways. There's about 6 or so nightly rentals at this point.
Are those nightly rentals permitted?
Yes.
These are, and you just issued a permit for that one.
Right,
this, we're
Gary.
Across the street from the one that just came through.
Yeah, Gary actually owns one of the ones that are across the street from this lot.
Yeah.
So, yes, they all are. Yes, they actually, I know, they all are permitted. Yes.
So. You own the property already, and you're going to build the new house.
In fact, we just purchased today that little front triangle, too.
Right, that one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and that little square, that's included too. So
yeah, everything, this one right here,
yeah,
is
that's
included,
part of us
correct.
Too now. Mm-hmm. So, and then we actually even own the 3 lots at the very end, but
yeah, right
we're
here.
Not touching those. We're just going to leave it. But again, my goal is to not remove the trees, so we're just going to share driveways so when they come in. We've already done the soil test, and I have.
I've already met out there, and we walked all over the property. I'm going to go back a screen or two here. As you can see right here in kind of this corner, that is a pond. I mean, it looks like a potential sinkhole type, but it's being banked up, and the soils evaluator said, yeah, that's a pond. But they indicated one cabin here, one here, maybe a shared wastewater field, and this is really flat in here, which hinders, Dave will know. I mean, you need some slope to make stuff work better, but anyway, the soils evaluations were good, and we're just now working through the permit process. Mm-hmm. On that.
But like all those houses right across the way, those are all nightly rentals.
Permitted nightly rentals.
Permitted, thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any other questions from the commission? Second Monday of next month.
All righty.
6 o'clock.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Shabby chick and John Teak. Okay.
Sherry, that be you.
Do we have an applicant?
Sherry.
Sherry.
I guess not.
I guess not. I would entertain a motion to
put it out.
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Scott, do you have anything in old or new business?
No, Mr. Chairman, I do not.
Don't have anything?
Nope.
All right. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Well,
whoop.
I would like to talk about old and new business just a little bit.
Go right ahead.
We still have to talk about like this, these realtors getting these permits for the next owner. We need to know how to handle that. I mean, just because we've done some of those in the past, I don't know that that was the right way to do those things. We've got to have some kind of criteria to handle it and look at it the same every time.
Well, I don't know that we've given any permits to rent ownership,
yes,
have we?
We have
a couple of them. We've.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly how we worded it, but we did agree to it.
It's been a couple of years ago.
Supposed to be.
One at the end of Tate Road, at the very, very end of Tate Road,
yeah,
for Beanland, Dennis Beanland. Mm-hmm. The applicant applied. And you gave the couple
well,
of years
ago. Well, I remember
ago.
Beanland's project, yeah. Yeah.
But that was the way that was handled.
Dennis came in, but there was one particular person in mind, and I think the project was pending on approval, mm-hmm, for the sale of the property.
So the buyer ended up being the applicant, and then the permit went to the
application.
Right. We just got to know how that's supposed to be handled.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I just do the procedure that works.
Well, it works, but it's not.
It's not the way everything else is handled.
Well.
Hmm?
What about if we had a system where somebody can come in and they get their permit and it's transferable for 90 days? And the owner record comes in, they apply for it, they get permitted, and if they sell it within 90 days, then it transfers. After 90 days, it does not.
Well, I think that goes again the whole concept of the special use permit, because I've always felt in the past, at least we knew who we were giving the permits to, and it fell to a person, and you can see an awful lot of difference in people. I'm not.
We could have the other criteria. We could have individuals that are wanting to buy it to come in. I don't know. It was just a suggestion.
Yeah,
it's worth talking
about.
Be quiet.
Let me. Nobody's really caught on to this part. This part says this permit cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. What if the applicant came before you after you approved and you gave the applicant approval after the process?
And approved a transfer for 60 days.
Well, I mean, right now it says it cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. You guys are the Planning Commission.
Give approval for it to be transferred, as long as they do it in a short, timely manner.
Mm-hmm. But we're not allowed to make changes like that. We're only allowed to make suggestion, and then it goes through the commissioner's office.
Right,
that's,
for a Paul,
why we
guidance code
need to talk about it.
Change.
Well, that says you can't transfer, mm-hmm, without Planning Commission approval. So if we issue the permit to the individual and he's going to sell it within 60 days, are we giving him Planning Commission approval to transfer it?
Well, no, that permit will be issued to the owner.
The new owner.
Then you guys would have to give permission to the buyer owner, or an applicant, or yeah, to the new owner.
Yep. And in the past, it made him come through again.
That's what I'm saying. Can we organize that so they don't have to come through again?
But a lot of
it
times,
could be done, yes.
A lot of times, a realtor wants to. That helps in the sales.
That's right.
They want to list it as a nightly rental.
Yeah, that's right. They want to list
and
it.
And if they've got a buyer that will buy it as a nightly rental, but yet
they don't know that.
They haven't bought it yet, so it kind of puts, you know, the buyer, mm-hmm, everybody in a quandary as to what they should do.
And we brought that out in several cases. So,
and we, I remember the one that we did where the living quarters was way up high and they had to go up the stairs with all the furniture.
Yeah.
And the realtor